Thank you. Well, this morning I have the honor of introducing you our guest speaker from the Gideon's International. But I feel kind of foolish to be introducing because when he got here, about half of you came up and didn't introduce yourselves. You said, "Hey, good morning, Matt. Glad to see you. Glad you came back." Matt has been here before, a dynamic speaker, but more importantly, a dynamic Christian. You know, he served his country well. But more importantly, he has realized that it's a greater calling to serve his God. And he does so by doing exactly what we want to tell the children this morning. That's all about letting people know. Just sharing the gospel. That's all it's about. God will do the rest. Thank goodness he'll do the rest. It's just our job to share. And that's what Gideon's doing. Matt's brought along with him his prayer partner. Gideon's always sent him out in twos. They follow what Jesus said. Go out in twos. Don't go by yourself. Shane, did I get it right, Shane? Brooks. And if you haven't noticed, they both have that Semper Fi logo tattooed on everything they own, which means, I guess, all work for the Army or something, right? That's probably, I just did something really terrible, didn't I, right?
Amen.
But they're both, they have a little bit of history with that great branch of the service, and thank you for taking time to be with our church. But I'm not going to talk on. I believe we have a little bit of video, and then Matt's going to come up and share a little bit about Gideon's with us.
An ordinary greeting card says, "Happy birthday. Thank you. Get well soon. Congratulations. Happy anniversary." But a Gideon card says so much more. In addition to creating a meaningful moment, you make it possible for lives to be changed forever through the sharing of God's Word. Giving through the Gideon Card Bible Program is simple. Choose a card, personalize and send it. Then, donate Bibles. You can also quickly complete the process online at gideons.org/sendtheword. With this simple gesture, you play a vital role in placing the gospel into the hands of those who may otherwise never receive it. Your gift might purchase a copy of God's Word for someone on the streets of Brooklyn or in Buenos Aires, a local hospital, or a school deep in the heart of Nigeria. More than 85 million copies of Scripture are distributed each year in over 190 countries around the world. And each is distributed one by one by one. You may obtain cards in several convenient ways, from gideons.org/sendtheword or from the displays in your church or local funeral home. Already have a card? You can still participate by enclosing the simple Bible donation insert with your card.
And I said, "I don't know no Jesus, and there's no Jesus in this block." And he at that time proceeded to share with me the contents of the book in his hand. I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and he gave me that little book and told me to take it with me, told me to put my name on the back of it if I believed it, and he turned and walked away.
Share the triple blessing of Gideon cards. A blessing for you as you provide God's Word, for the recipient who receives your card, and for that someone you may never know who receives a copy of God's Word because of your simple act of kindness. Visit gideons.org/sendtheword today.
I don't know where all the millions of Scripture has gone, but I know where one Scripture has gone. And it landed in my hands. And it was that Scripture that began the journey for me toward a life of obedience to Christ.
Send the Word and change a life.
I'm going to ask that you listen quick because I got a little time, but I got to tell you, it's like homecoming. It really is. I love to come back to the churches that I've been and leave it to Lynn Embry to play a song I can't sing. I have never been able to get through it all. I was in Sunday school this morning with Shane at my church, and it reminded me that we, as we studied Galatians, that every dark day, every ugly moment in my life, I've been able to attribute to the work of the devil. I've been able to attribute that because God says in his word, specifically as Paul relates it in Galatians, that you're either walking in the spirit or you're walking in the world, and the world belongs to the prince of darkness. And so when I think of the book, of the song Through It All, I talk about how I've learned to walk with Jesus. Goodness gracious, and I can't even say it. But then I think about the millions who've never heard. And I can't help but think about the suicides. I lost a brother at 14 to suicide, a gunshot to the head. I've lost Marines. I've seen families broken. And I wonder that through it all, how do they go through it all? And they don't. You know, without the love of Jesus Christ and the power of his word, and without the sovereign Holy Spirit moving on their lives, the truth of the matter is, they don't. They just don't. But for those who can say through it all, they've learned to walk with Jesus. No one comes to God. No one comes to God without the power of the Holy Spirit through his word. Everyone in this room, if you know Jesus Christ, you've learned him through his word. And it leaves us with one question. How do we find him? What about those who've never heard? That's where you come in, Bethel. And every year, when we come back in to give you what we call a Gideon Report, I'm here to speak to you today, as always, about the purchase, about the placement of the Bibles that you've purchased to place. Through it all. I'd like to tell you a few stories that come with me back from Mexico this year. I went to Guadalajara and to Monterrey, Mexico this year on behalf of your church and many others like you. A cadre of 21 men from 13 different countries converged on the city of Monterrey and then a week later to Guadalajara. The purpose to do what we call a scripture blitz. A scripture blitz is where these men and their wives, their auxiliary members, have worked diligently for upwards of a year, picking the places, knowing where to go, getting permission from principals and colleges and universities and medical facilities all over the place with the purpose of trying to place 250, listen to me, a quarter of a million scriptures into the hands of those who have never heard, who could never sink through it all. And in Monterrey, we converged on there, 13 of us, but the real work is done by the local Gideons, those who speak the language and who know where to go. They know the people. They've introduced themselves. We're there for one purpose, to bring back the word. And so I'm bringing it to you today from the streets of Monterrey. I'm here to say thank you on behalf of Alex, on behalf of Daniel. Alex was a young man who spoke great English, which to me is really amazing. And Alex came up to me later on and went through one of our distributions at a college there in one of the national universities in Monterrey, Mexico. Now, Monterrey, by the way, is a 500-year-old city with 8 million people in it. 8 million people. We were only able to get a small portion of that with the people that we had, but that small portion. Alex was one of those kids who posted on his Twitter account. It's amazing what happens. The Twitter account, day one of the Blitz, and Alex posts on a Twitter account, hey, if you didn't get your little blue Bible, you skipped school. Make sure you're looking for these guys. He didn't give a description. It's just the guys handing out those little blue testaments. I listened to a young girl named Martha, and Martha was so excited. Martha said, today, she comes back, and it's the first time I ever got a kiss on the cheek on an international scripture blitz. A young teenage girl named Martha comes back, and she says, today it's cool to share my faith because everyone got one of your Bibles. Bethel Baptist Church, you placed those Bibles. God bless you for sending those Bibles. It's very few times that someone will get up to say 100 pennies out of your contribution goes to the purchase and placement of scriptures, period. Purchase and postage, that's all it is. That's what we do. We place them on your behalf in the highways and byways of life. Daniel was a young man who, coming out of a national university on the same trip there, is a really kind of a great place to perch yourself if you wanted to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there are three different metro trains come to this one stop. And at one stop has a bridge that leads to the main entrance of a university that holds 7,000 students. 7,000 in the morning, 7,000 in the afternoon. you're there at lunchtime, your 14,000 people get the opportunity to receive a scripture. I'm going to give you two quick stories that happened on that bridge that day. One's name was a boy by the name of Daniel. Daniel comes running back after receiving his scripture. He takes it out of my hand, just like this. He walks away for just a few moments, and he stops. He cracks it. And with a determination like I've never seen before, he comes running back to me and says, "Hey, mister." And I'm like, "Whoa, mister. That's English. I got this one. I got it." Because otherwise, it's just, "Un regalo, señor." Regalito, señorita. Hoping they don't ask me. But what I've learned is if they speak Spanish, I can open up that scripture because they're always printed in their language and say, "Lectura, you read it." Because it's not me. The old saying is that the Bible is the only book where you can open it up, look into its pages, and the author shows up. Isn't that pretty? It's pretty true, too. But Daniel came back and said, "Hey, mister, how do you know which religion is real?" That's a great question now. I'm here to tell you, he's got schoolhousing. That's a great question. But you know, the promise in John that the Holy Spirit would never leave you, when Jesus promised that he would send a comforter who would remind you, bring into remembrance all that he had taught the disciples, it's true. I said, "Daniel, it's funny. You're not the first guy to ask me that question. Let's go to the book of Acts. And let's look where Paul spoke to the people at the Areopagus. Where Paul, who sees these many, many different idols as he comes down the streets, and one to the unknown God, and off my lips, I just know it's the Holy Ghost moving in us. I said, "You know, Paul spoke of this unknown God who, Daniel, I'm here to promise you, is knowable. Can I show you how?" And Daniel starts to read in the pages of God's Word. Daniel starts to read how a God came all the way from heaven, how Christ was sent to heaven, not to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. And Daniel gets saved. And the second part of this story is something I've never seen before. I say I've been to a lot of places. I haven't been to as many as some, but I'd never had anyone. I for the first time in my life, I started to feel how Christ must have felt when the ten left and the one came back. The one and the nine never did. But the one came back, because about 20 minutes later, the train comes, and Daniel comes running over for the last second and hugs me and said, "Thanks for standing on a bridge and sharing the word." Church, you were there. You were there. These aren't scriptures that I placed. These are scriptures that were waiting for me when I showed up. You sent them. That $1.30 that put this into the hand of Daniel and led Daniel to the Lord Jesus Christ, and God's kingdom grew by one that moment because you're there. It matters what you do. A young girl came walking by, a cadre of men. I mean, just a full group of men standing on that very same bridge, and she kept walking past and she said, "No thank you, no thank you, no thank you," in her language. And nobody could stop her. She wouldn't stop for anyone. And then one young man, one of our men that was on the trip from Finland, who stopped, and Iago says, "Señorita," like that. He speaks no Spanish. "Señorita." And instead of handing her a scripture, he handed her a napkin. And she looked up, and she says, "No Espanol." And he said, "Speaking Deutsch?" She said, "Yeah." Iago led her to Christ, with a German testament that he kept in his pocket all the time. Church, I don't know what to say, but to say thank you. You keep sending them, and we'll keep giving them out. And to the glory of God, his kingdom will reign. And don't you listen to the howl of the hypocrite and get blown away or discouraged or distraught about what you see in this local world of yours. He's still on the throne. He's still God. And his Bible still reaches the hearts of many. That guy who said, "I don't know where all the millions have gone, but I know where one gone," was a homosexual with AIDS in a prison in El Paso, Texas. That one little Bible caught his hand. And that one big God caught his soul. And now he's a preacher in a mega church out the same way. Fully pardoned, fully healed, fully restored by the love of God in a congregation of folks like yourself that love him. He didn't leave him. He didn't forsake him. He loved him, and he sent a Bible on behalf of a church like yours. Bethel Baptist Church, you keep doing what you're doing. Your Gideon card rack is downstairs in your basement when you come in the main entrance there. I'd encourage you to use that. The cards are free. The Bibles cost $5 for the ones that go in the hotel and $1.30 for the ones that go into a pocket of a Gideon or a city of El Salvador. The change is forever. Thank you.